Cap.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM on a Wednesday. Yesterday, Major League Baseball and the Texas Rangers and the LA Angels decided that they were going to continue their series in Arlington, despite the tragic death on early Monday morning slash Sunday night of Tyler Skaggs, who was found dead in his hotel room. The Angels did win that game last night. A lot of emotion, as you can guess. The 45 patch on the uniform of the Angels. They held out the uniform during the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. It was kind of tough watching the highlights of that game and watching the video of that game. Man, it was tough. We don't see this very often, where an athlete dies in midseason and is no longer part of the team. Was once a part of the team, had statistics, was part of the success of the team, or you know, or whatever, however you want to define that. And then they passed away, and that was it. You know, and then the team has to move on. We talk about athletes all the time in a level of they train themselves to sort of wipe out the noise, right? You know, get rid of any outside distraction. No matter what's going on, they're able to really focus. They've been training to get the inner focus. I think that must have been really difficult to do for the Angels. Now, they did, like I said, they did win the game. Jonathan Lucroy had 3 RBIs last night. They beat Texas. But I can't tell you what it must have been like. I don't have any relevance. I mean, you get time to grieve when people die in your life, and yet the Angels had a teammate, someone they loved and they cared about, you know, die tragically. I mean, suddenly, it was unexpected. He was with them on the trip. It wasn't like he was in a hospital somewhere fighting for his life or something or anything. He was with them. He had posted Instagram pictures just a day before. He was scheduled to pitch the July 4th game while they were on this trip, and now he's no longer with that team. So, again, focus, attention, wipe out the outside distraction. I don't know how they did it, but they played yesterday. They did win the game, and they'll remember their teammate. Patrick Corbin, who was a teammate of Skaggs, pitched for the Nationals last night and did a fantastic job. He wore number 45 in honor of Tyler Skaggs. And just a reminder sometimes, you know, that when the real life and the sports world combined, it's just what happened last night in Arlington. SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. We were talking about the difference between the NBA free agency period and the NFL free agency period earlier. Just saying, you know, because of the franchise tag and sort of restrictions that you get placed on big-time players, right? You know, the NFL has free agency, but you don't see Aaron Rodgers shopping his services. You know, you don't see Drew Brees shopping his services, right? They usually get locked into those teams, and they stay there. You know, outside of a trade, outside of a, you know, maybe we got to release you for whatever reason, quarterbacks may move, but they move because of circumstances that have you going, well, let's see. Even Peyton Manning, when he got released by the Indianapolis Colts, I mean, when he went to Denver, there was still a, well, let's see how the neck surgery is going to progress. Let's see what kind of quarterback he's going to be. I mean, there was still a period of time. I mean, I remember the buzz coming out of Denver during the first couple of practices, like, oh, he looks great. It was like a big relief. And people still weren't sure. But a healthy all-star Pro Bowl quarterback that's leading teams to the playoffs and Super Bowls, they don't shop their services. You know, you think about what the Dallas Cowboys are doing with Dak Prescott, for example, right? They're working on a long-term deal for Prescott. Well, head to this alternate universe, for example, where there, you know, there wasn't franchise tags and there was the kind of free agency that we see in the NBA, right? Think about how teams would be looking at their future. If you're Jerry Jones, you're working on a long-term deal with Dak Prescott. You've got people on both sides of that camp right now. I don't know if I want Dak Prescott in a long-term deal. Oh, I want Dak Prescott in a long-term deal. I like Dak Prescott. I like what he brings to the team. He's a winner. Some people saying, I'm not really quite sure. But imagine if you had an Aaron Rodgers scheduled to tour the NFL and get wined and dined, or you had a Drew Brees ready to tour the NFL, get wined and dined, or even anybody else. Like, you know, I mean, just go around the league and pick your quarterback, right? That's again, Super Bowl quality. Jerry Jones would say, well, we don't have to do this, right? Because in a year, I can court these guys. In 2 years, I can court that guy. I mean, imagine if the NFL was built like that. Like, the excitement of what we've had over the 3 days in the NBA has been fantastic. And like I said, we get this every summer. I mean, next year they're saying it's going to be kind of a dead free agent class, not as exciting. But those ones that are exciting, I think about last year, for example. Because, Ron, we're about ready to come up on our one-year anniversary of starting this show. Coming up in a couple of days. Next week, yeah, July 9th.
No, flowers are in the mail.
I know, thanks. But what did we, I mean, one of the first things you and I did when we joined forces for this morning show was LeBron James going to the Lakers in one of the quietest moves in free agent history. Right? I mean, it was just very silent. Going to Los Angeles. Going on vacation. Right? But imagine if you had the NBA style of preparation in the NFL. Like, think about general managers going, nope, I don't have to sign you in a year. We're going to make a pitch to this guy. We need to wait out to see what the free agent class is going to produce. And it would be crazy, but it would be really fun. It would be really fun. Imagine if you had Jared Goff. Imagine if you had, I mean, whoever. I mean, take your pick, right? Carson Wentz. Take your pick of the young guys, Baker Mayfield. Imagine them being able to hit the open market, right? Being able to just go and sign with whoever, get wined and dined. You just don't get that in this league. In that, you know, you get tagged, and you sign a big deal because they're really the only ones that can afford you because they are creating the space to do that. But if you had Jerry Jones going, next year, Drew Brees, you know, Jerry Jones would break all the rules, wouldn't he? Like, in that kind of scenario, like, you can't talk about the guys Jerry, you just let it slip in some interview.
He would be the Magic Johnson of the NFL.
He totally would. He totally would.
Every fan. That's why I want, you know, NFL, get rid of the salary cap just so we can have stuff like this. I think that that's the one thing I think the NFL is missing.
Is just that energy and excitement. Aaron Rodgers was asked this once about what he would do if he was commissioner, and he said he'd get rid of the franchise tag.
Yeah.
He just said, it's just, you know, you want some mobility. And listen, I look at it as just an entertainment value. He's looking at it as a, you know, I want to work where I want to work. I want the option to leave. Like, I want the option to be able to sell my services elsewhere, especially if I don't like the current situation that I'm in. Like I was saying about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, right? You know, we may find out later. Well, maybe we'll find out sooner than later that those two couldn't stand each other, right? For all these years, right? Can't stand each other. Absolutely just can't respect each other, but can't stand each other. But because of his success early and Bill Belichick's success, they weren't going anywhere. Neither one of them was going anywhere. There wasn't going to be a power play, right? There wasn't going to be, he's got to go or I go, right? Both just said, we're going to make it work. Now, maybe they're best friends, all right? But I'm just living in this world right now where they may hate each other. But in the NBA, if a player hates a coach and has an opportunity to get out, he'll get out and has no problem doing that. Or if he's in a situation where he absolutely doesn't like it, he just makes it known. He just keeps battling that out and just makes it known. Now, other players in the NFL can do that. We've seen that before. You know, you're a running back and you don't like your situation. You're an offensive lineman. You don't like your situation. Yeah, there's movability there. But I'm just talking about the very, very impactful positions that can change your franchise immediately. And that's at quarterback, right? That's the only equivalence that I can put in terms of the big name free agents in the NBA. Because in the big name free agents in the NBA, it doesn't matter if you're a center, you're a guard, you're a forward. We don't really look at positions. We look at productivity. Right. If it doesn't matter what position you play. If you're a scorer or you lead a team, that's basically how you're defined. The only other comparable position in the NFL that can change a franchise the second he gets on the field is quarterback. You can have a good wide receiver, but if the guy throwing to you stinks, big deal. You can have a good running back, but if you don't have an offensive line, big deal. But if you have a quarterback, if you have a Drew Brees, if you have an Aaron Rodgers, if you have a Tom Brady, you're anybody else, Peyton Manning's a perfect example in Denver. You're changing your franchise and the fortune of your franchise the second he arrives. The movability of that position doesn't exist. So you're forced to sort of enjoy where you're at or find a way to make it work. If Belichick and Brady hate each other, they absolutely hate each other, you're not going to know it because both of them realize, well, I'm not going anywhere and he's not going anywhere. So we better figure this out. Now, if they like each other, more power to them. But Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers ain't going anywhere, right? Eventually becomes Mike McCarthy. And now Matt LaFleur gets to take over and try to figure that out. But like, go back to the Cowboys and Dak Prescott example. That would mean if you had a similar system from the NBA into quarterbacks, that means you can be more careful at what you're going to do with that position. If you're a Dak Prescott hater, if you don't like the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, or you don't think his upside is Super Bowl quality, if you're in that camp, too bad. Too bad. You're going to have to either change your mind or hope he changes your mind for you. Because he's the guy you're going to get stuck with. They're going to work on a long-term deal, and that's it. Right? I know people who think Matt Stafford is never going to win a Super Bowl in Detroit. Too bad. He's going to stay there forever till he's done. Right? Say, you know, there were people who said that about Matt Ryan. They were like, yeah, I don't know if the Falcons will ever put a team around Matt Ryan. They almost had a Super Bowl. Up 28-3. There's nothing more you can do. Just hold on to that. You can't do it. It was right there. You just take it. Right there.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe what was the issue? I don't even remember how they blew that 28-3. Was it too many running plays or too?
Yeah,
many,
it was too many passing plays. They were still
plays, right?
Still going out of the shotgun. And the Patriots scored on all of their possessions, and then they got got the Falcons in a third down, and they could have kicked a field goal, but Matt Ryan got sacked and put him out of field goal range. Things like that. That occurred. It's so funny too, because I did the post game show for the Super Bowl for this network, and I had it all down on a piece of paper. And I'm like you, like 2 years later, I'm like, I don't really remember the details. I remember the vague details of how they blew that. By the way, real quick on a side note, yesterday on Twitter, somebody reposted some bit Peyton Manning was doing. Remember when he did the Super Bowl party at his house? Where he was talking, and he loved the Falcons. He's like, go. And there was one point where he goes, winning a Super Bowl in the prime of your career is hard. Not very many people can do it. And then the Patriots start coming back, and he gets more and more frustrated. He gets a little bit more angry. And he's like testing out the smoke alarm, and he's turning the channel, and he's vacuuming, and he's saying, I better not hit this plug on the TV. That's a great, it's so damn funny. He's so good. He is so good at that. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Nevertheless, back to the original point. You could be, if the NFL changed the rules or changed the franchise tag, you could have open season on this. You could say, no, we don't need to sign you for a long-term deal. We can give you a one-year deal, two-year deal, if you want to take it. We're going to go after this guy. We're going to go after that guy. The only thing that the NFL would struggle with is what the NBA has to do when it comes, because of their scenario, because the NBA has this massive free agency where these big time players are available if the price is right and the situation is right. What you have is what you have with the Knicks, right? We're shredding contracts. We're not necessarily tanking, but we're not putting out the best product we can to get a better position to afford you. You would struggle with that with the NFL, right? The NFL prides itself on the idea that everybody's 0-0 to start the season, and you really don't know who's going to be good and who's not going to be good outside of a couple of almost guarantees. But there's a hope of a postseason for every single team. In the NBA, that doesn't exist. There are teams who knowingly are going to put out a bad product at the beginning of the season because they are eyeing for 2020, 2021, whatever it is. And in the NFL, they pride themselves on the idea that, you can go 10-6, you can go 11-5 from a 5-11 season. Just certain things go right and you can win. But imagine if teams were like, you're gone, you're cut. We're saving up money because Drew Brees is available or whoever it is. You know, but I'm with you, Ron. I still think it would be fun. I think it would be a blast. Plus, it would make Adam Schefter sweat.
Oh,
massively.
My God.
More than he already does.
You think he ever looks across the room and go, Woj, how do you stay awake all week long?
Oh, do you think they share tips? I think they totally do. How do you do it?
Oh, no. He's probably sitting there going, how do you stay awake all week long? Because I don't think Woj sleeps this week.
No, it's nuts. You can go to bed.
Things. Yeah, he's breaking things at like 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going, when do you take a break?
Yeah.
You're a vampire.
It's unreal. It is unreal how that works out. It's crazy. I mean, you literally go to bed at 11 o'clock, wake up at, you know, like we do in the morning, and be like, boy, there was three transactions.
Yes.
They're over while I was sleeping. Three teams made phone calls and agreed to deals.
He must be really boring on vacation.
Yeah, completely.
Because you know he's taking one soon, and I bet you he could be like the most luxurious resort. He could be somewhere like in one of those bungalows in Tahiti.
Yep.
And he would never leave the bed.
No, never, never. I'm going to talk about being glued to your phone. Oh, my God. All right, 800-777-2907. Again, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Good, the bad, and the dumb. That's coming up in 15 minutes. You don't want to miss that as we continue along on a Wednesday morning, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Yeah, speaking of O'Reilly Auto Parts, summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery because rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate. Who wants that? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now. Have your battery tested for free. And if your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. All right, Ron. I am ready to take the arrows of spoiled media brat complaining about something no one else complains about. All right, you ready? This is me.
Hit me.
Complaining about something that nobody's going to care about, and especially people that are not even going to attend this thing. The ACC Media Days are scheduled in a couple of weeks, right? Not to be confused with the famous SEC Media Days. The SEC Media Day, ACC Media Days will be happening in a couple of weeks. And in this situation, you bring a coach and you bring a couple of players and they show up. And then when it's their turn on the podium, they go, well, yeah, we're going to have a good season this year. I'm bringing back 25 seniors. I think we'll have a very loaded team. We're really looking forward to the schedule. And I think our quarterback's good. Our running backs are good. Our wide receivers are good. We probably need some help in the secondary, but I think we're going to be fine overall. Blah, 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 blah. Then the players get up on the thing and they're like, oh, just excited for the season. You know, it's just been an honor to play here. Coach has really got us working hard. And I think, we're going to build on our success from last year. Same thing, right? Basically, everybody says the same stuff. But Clemson is going to be at ACC Media Days, and Dabo Sweeney's going to be there, but Trevor Lawrence is not going to be there.
Let's read into that.
They are not bringing Trevor Lawrence to ACC Media Days, which is the only reason you should attend ACC Media Days. Although I think, isn't Mac Brown going to be a new coach at North Carolina? That might be cool.
That might be cool. Now, did they give a reason why Trevor Lawrence will not be going?
A lot of it is because...
I could speculate.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get to the speculation. But a lot of it is because, and this is a... I'm sorry, this is dumb, and I understand it, and it's a nice sentiment, but it's dumb. They like to bring seniors to the event, right? Like, we're going to give him the opportunity to be the voice of the team because he's a senior and he's worked hard these last 4 years.
That's incentive for Trevor Lawrence to stick around.
Yeah, very much so.
To hang out in some hotel 2 years from now.
But that's not what I want. I don't care about your senior safety that's now your voice and you're giving him a reward because he's worked hard in practice. You have a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback on your football team, Dabo, and you bring him to that event, right? Now, he's not going to win the Heisman because he made some people laugh at ACC Media Days, okay? I mean, he's going to win it because he's going to beat everybody by 50 points, throw 1,000 touchdowns, and basically dominate college football, all right? So we get it. But at the same time, he's the guy. You just won a national championship with a freshman quarterback that lived up to every bit of hype that was given to him. I would love to know what is on his mind.
So what's your speculation? Are you going to go with the senior?
I am going with the senior, but I'm also wondering if they're just keeping him under lock and key right now.
Okay. I have a different theory.
All right.
And and this was a rumor that I've heard that the reason why he's not going.
Okay.
And the reason why is because his update, because right now he's in the laboratory and his update will not have completed by then.
Oh, good point. That's right. Yeah, exactly. It's like at 75%.
Yes.
And it still needs work.
You know, I mean, it could speed up, but I mean, when you look at it, it says, you know, there's still like 1,250 hours left.
That's right. That's
so
right. Ready to go.
It's you know, it's iffy. I mean, if the signal does pick up, it might speed up a little bit.
Ah, that's so. Again, I understand. Like, listen, I get people out there going, "Who cares the media day?" I do. All right, so I'm bringing it up because I do. Now, listen, I think there seems to be. I kind of understand the like coaches. Like, I got to restrain the hype, right? Like, he's only a kid. Yes, he won as a freshman, but I want to reel it in a little bit.
There's no need to restrain the hype. I mean, look what he did last season.
He was amazing. He was absolutely amazing.
Last season was supposed to be Tua Tagovailoa's year. We had said it from the beginning. We said it midway through the season. Like, I remember saying this to you countless times. Why even bother having a Heisman race?
Yeah, exactly.
Give it to Tua right now.
He wasn't playing in the fourth quarter of games for Alabama last year.
Any of them.
That's how good he was. He was so good, they went, nah, he ain't playing in the fourth quarter. And he was still putting up mind-boggling statistics. I think he hardly threw an interception at all last season.
Yeah. So we knew. It's like, that. Just give him the award. Just put his name on it right now. We're done. And then this little-known quarterback, who we kind of knew about, you know, we first found out really about Trevor Lawrence was through controversy.
Yeah, right.
Because and I can't remember the guy's name.
Kelly Bryant. Yep.
Because he got transferred. He got shipped out. Like, we're not going to start you. We're not going to play you. We're going to go with this young kid over here who is supposed to be a phenom.
Yeah.
And he lived up to the hype.
And Kelly Bryant looked at the situation and went, I got to go. I got to get out of here. Like, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to go get better and I'm going to compete and I'm going to actually go out there and fight for what is mine. That is my start. He went, nah, I'm out. You know what, kid? Good luck. You got it. I'm out of here.
And I remember,
I'm taking off.
If memory serves me right, we kind of blasted Clemson a little bit. Like, how can you do that? I mean, it was what, after the first game? Like, Kelly Bryant started the first game. And then Trevor Lawrence came in, and then Dabo was like, we're going to go with Trevor
Lawrence
for the rest.
I'm trying to remember, but I'll have to look up as when Dabo was ready to unleash the beast of Trevor Lawrence.
I felt like we kind of blasted Clemson, but at the same time, like, said, you know what, but this kid is supposed to be really special.
That's right.
We knew that they did Kelly Bryant dirty. And we knew that was, you know, a bad look for him. And, you know, but I mean, in hindsight, Dabo's right.
He was 100% right.
God, get this kid the ball.
That kid, and then there was all this, well, he's, you know, it's another level when you get to the championship. He blew away everybody in the championship.
Everybody.
They said, oh, well, okay, here's the playoffs. He was like, no, I don't care. I'm throwing it lights out. So, again, you have this, you know, kid, freshman, true freshman. He wins the national championship, and Clemson's going, yeah, we ain't going to bring him. Nah, yeah. We ain't going to bring him.
Nobody wants to hear from him.
No. And that, by the way, that does happen a lot of these things. SEC coaches do this, you know, the same thing, but I'll fight that too. Like, if you have a great player, you may not like it if you're a coach, cause you want, like, we hear it all the time, right? Coaches, this is a full team effort, et cetera, et cetera. But when you've got a star, when you've got a star on your team, that's the guy people want to hear from. That's the story. And it does you no good as a coach. That's why they do it, because it does them no good to bring these guys there. It doesn't make the team better. It doesn't do anything else. It just satisfies the media, which is the last thing these guys really want to do. But at the same time, it kind of stinks, because this guy, Trevor Lawrence, is right now should be the buzz of the upcoming season, and Clemson's got him. And I'd remind every single team out there that I have him if I was Dabo. SB Nation Radio.
SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio.
time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for this Wednesday, right before the 4th of July. So let's feel good. Let's get this started. What is the good for the day?
The good of the day is a couple of NBA things.
Okay.
First of all, this happened a couple days ago, and we talked about it yesterday, that Klay Thompson is staying with the Warriors.
Staying with the Warriors.
Did you see how he did it, though?
No.
He posted a video. It was a scene from Wolf of Wall Street. In the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh!
I can't play it because, right, too many beeps in it. But it's that scene when Leo is, people pretty much think he's done, he's out. And he's saying to his troops, I'm staying.
Very good.
I'm staying right here. And it's a whole thing. And then obviously it goes into a lot of four letters.
Good for him. You know, I was kind of hoping, like, Durant, I've always kind of accepted that he was going to leave, but
yeah.
Klay was always the big one where I thought, yeah, he could go too, he could stay. And there's something cool about him staying. Like, I just think staying is the right career move for him.
I think so too. I mean, he and Steph, they're like peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
They go together. Seeing either one of them away from each other, I think would hurt both of their careers.
Exactly. Remember what I was saying yesterday, and Marcus Thompson pointed out, that's the relationship that Durant wanted. Like, he wanted to be in their club, like their group. And then he never really got there. But that relationship that those guys had was what he was really desiring in his career. I didn't want to see that broken up.
And honestly, I think that's more on Durant just being weird.
Yeah, I know.
they probably tried to invite him in his club, and they're like, oh, God, dude, this guy is just so needy.
Yeah, or he showed up, and he was boring.
Yeah. You know?
It's like, hey, guys, you want to play Jenga? No, we don't want to play Jenga. No.
There's a reason why Pooh and Piglet never invited Eeyore over for honey.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
The other part of good news is LeBron James' sales pitch to Kawhi Leonard to get him to come there.
All right.
His sales pitch is, hey, man, listen, in 2 years, this is going to be your team. And LeBron has pretty much outlined a format or a schedule. Not a schedule. I'm trying to find the right word. I'm trying to think of, like, just giving him an idea, a plan of how it's going to go over the next couple of seasons.
Oh,
and how
I got
LeBron,
it.
How LeBron is already deciding to take a lesser role with the team. As far as playing, saying, hey, Kawhi, you can take all the last-minute shots. Final seconds of the game, we can run the offense through you. LeBron's starting to realize that.
That's pretty cool. LeBron is giving away secrets to the success of the Lakers, right?
Well, there's a hidden agenda, too, which I hope happens. I would love to see it. Because LeBron has also hinted, like, hey, in a couple of years, he's not even sure if he will be with the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because his dream is to play with his son. So if his son is to get drafted somewhere or, you know, is able to, you know, get signed after the draft and find his way somehow, some way onto a team, LeBron wants to go play with that team.
Okay, so LeBron's son is how old right now?
I believe he's sophomore in high school.
All right, so it's
realistic to think about.
All right, so sophomore upcoming season, so one more year, two, three, 1 year in college, let's just say. So that's four. That's legit for LeBron. So, hey, Knicks, start tanking now, and for 4 years you can get LeBron's kid, and LeBron will come play at Madison Square Garden. Start planning, Knicks.
Bronny is 14 years old.
All right, there you go, Knicks. You've got your info. Start figuring out how that works out.
And he's already considered, by most recruiting experts, he's already considered a top 15 player in his age class.
Oh, of course. You know what? Like I said, that a lot of times that doesn't happen. Sometimes it does, but a lot of times it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be tough. But 14 years, say what? He's, that makes him a freshman?
Yeah, so he's 4 years.
Yeah.
Especially
if they can get rid of the one-and-done rule and just allow NBA players to go right into...
Yeah, if they get rid of that, forget it. Now you got to start planning for three.
Yep.
So, Knicks, you're on top of this. Beyond this, Knicks, start rolling. That's actually a very good point. But you know what? Good for LeBron. You know what? You know what the critics are going to say, though? Did Michael ever do this? Did Michael ever concede anything when he wanted people to come? Hey, Dennis Rodman, you want to come? You can rebound. I couldn't care less about that. But just making sure you realize you ain't taking no last shot in the game, all right?
Ever.
Ever. Don't you even think about it?
Well, you think about it, it's a perfect career arc for LeBron. I mean, he in the beginning of his career, he never wanted to take the final shot.
Yeah, it's true. So, that's true. He's always passing it up.
Comes full circle.
All right. So the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is that there's another idea coming from a non-NFL league that would be so awesome to see in the NFL. Remember
okay.
You and I love the AAF's onside kick idea.
I loved it. Thought it was really great.
So there's a new, there's an idea. It hasn't been implemented yet. They're still toying with the idea. The XFL is talking about, you know, some of the rule changes that they're going to have in their league. Like they've already said, they're going to have a 1 point, 2 point, 3 point conversion.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Which I think would be interesting. Yeah, I don't know what the 3 point would be. But I think that would be interesting. Maybe it's, you know, a 3-point try from 10 yards out. I don't know.
Right.
You know,
I like that.
But this one, this other rule is extremely radical, but I would love to see it. And it's the double forward pass.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So basically what they're saying is, hey, you know, you got your quarterback. Maybe he's in a shotgun set. And then you have your, maybe you bring in your backup quarterback in for a play. So then, or, you know, maybe it's a wide receiver that I can actually throw. So you have your, you have the quarterback throw it to him and, you know, maybe it's, you know, he throws it forward 5-10 yards and then that player can then turn and throw another forward pass.
Not bad.
I want to see this.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I don't think I need it in my life, I want it in my life.
Boy, seriously, all the offensive coordinators now going to the drawing board and actually creating unique, different kind of plays instead of running the same ones over and over again?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, we're all excited about it, but it's bad because I don't think the NFL will ever adopt it.
Yeah, I can't see. Listen, remember how
ruin our chances of seeing, I don't know, I can't even think of a good wide receiver. Maybe Baker Mayfield throwing it to Odell Beckham Jr., who throws it to Jarvis Landry.
What was the rule that I was really high on? Was it the elimination of the kickoff, where they were going to give you the ball?
Yeah,
or something like that. Like something about you get fourth down and you can convert the fourth down instead of kicking the ball off. So we want to get rid of kickoffs. And so you get your onside kick would be converting like the 4th and 15 or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was the onside kick rule. Instead of having onside kicks because they suck. And
that's right. That's right.
And they only work a handful of times. It was like, hey, if you want to go for an onside kick, we put the ball on the 35-yard line and it's 4th and 12 or 4th and 15.
That's right. That was the rule, right? And I remember saying, this is brilliant because onside kicks are stupid and they never work. And if your team needs an onside kick desperately to get the ball back to try to win the game, you might as well concede the loss because it's not going to happen. Teams now putting teams out there. Kickers mess them up. They're stupid. And I thought this was brilliant. And I said, oh, I bet the NFL, there'll be a good discussion. This thing was shot down the second it entered the room. Like the NFL owners were like, oh, no, get rid of this. Take this out of here. This stinks. This whole room smells.
I almost get
rid
of this. Feeling they got to wait like 3 to 4 years, bring it back up again as if it was their idea in the first place.
That's right. That's right. Like instead they go, hey, guys, we all came up with this idea of there's no onside kick. You just get the ball at the 35-yard line and it's 4th and 12. And everyone will go, you guys are brilliant. No one will ever bring up the fact that they turned it down 3 or 4 years before. So if they're willing to not even have a discussion about that, the double forward pass ain't going anywhere. And it should. I think it would be fun. But you can only imagine the chaos.
Yes.
You got a guy on the team that can't throw very well. He gets the ball and he thinks he can. Ah! Just go out of bounds!
Throw it. I just think it would be so much fun.
Yeah, well, think about your coverage, right? Like, as soon as the guy crosses the scrimmage, it's 10 guys, 11 guys going after one person. Yeah. You can break off your coverage.
Because then you know the offensive coordinator is going to come up with ideas of saying, okay, we got to find a way to get our best throwing receiver to be matched up against a linebacker.
Right.
So that way he can get some separation and be able to throw the ball before he gets pummeled.
And if you're a corner or safety, you got to stay on your guy throughout the whole route.
And then
you stay on
him
forever.
Once the NFL does adopt this, 10 years after they adopt it, there'll be new rules about how you can't hit the wide receiver.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll have to ask permission if you need to tackle him. Right? Are you good? Can I tackle you? Yeah, I'm not going to throw. Good. Up to the ground you go. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I don't know why this made me laugh, but a woman in Wisconsin was apprehended at a Walmart after she picked up a cake from the bakery, ate half of it while walking through the store.
This is brilliant.
And then refused to pay full price for it.
Yeah, this is brilliant, right? Why don't you just have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah, the reason why she said that she wasn't going to pay full price for it is because that's how she found it.
So she claimed that they gave her a half-eaten cake?
No, that she found the half-eaten cake or half a cake and decided that I'm only going to pay half price.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so yeah.
You know, never mind that there's, you know, I'm awesome. Almost certain there's video cameras throughout the store that could see her just eating half a cake.
Shoving cake into her mouth.
Or her passing employees, because Walmart is always littered with employees everywhere. Yeah, I applaud the attempt, but you know what it reminds me of? There was a guy when I was living in Hawaii, he would always run into him in the grocery store, and he would be eating fried chicken. He always went to the counter where they had fried chicken. He would get a cup, like two pieces of fried chicken, walk around the store and eat it, but never pay for it.
Oh,
and I always thought that was amazing to see, because everyone was in on the joke. And I think the store was just in on the joke, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he ran a tab up and just paid for it that way. But he would be shopping. I mean, he would buy other stuff. But while he was shopping, he would just be eating the fried chicken.
My wife does this with soda. Like, she likes Diet Pepsi sometimes, and she'll be dying of thirst. She'll be like, oh, I'm so thirsty. She'll go into the store. She'll get a Diet Pepsi out of the fridge. And while she's shopping, she'll open it up and drink it. And I go, you can't do that. She goes, yes, I can. I'll buy it. I'll just go right up to the register and buy it. And I go, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. She goes, watch me. It'll work. And it works every time.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
It works every time.
She goes, scan it.
Yeah, every time she goes, oh, and I had this. And they're like, okay, beep. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I was like, what if you took? And I said to her, what if you took that? And then you finished it in the produce aisle, and then you just left it somewhere. You just said, I'm done with this can or this bottle, and you just put it somewhere. I was like, you can't drink it while you're walking around the store. And she says, yeah. And never once has somebody said, ma'am, please, please put that down.
Well, see, now what you got to tell her to do is like, hey, you know, honey, next time you finish it or you finish half of it, just go up and say, yeah, I found it like this. I just want to pay half price for it.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Instead of it costing $2, let me only pay a dollar.
By the way, me telling that story makes me sound like I'm the best husband in the world, right? I just kill all the fun anybody in my family ever wants to have. My wife wants to walk around drinking a Diet Pepsi while she's shopping, and I'm just like, no, 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 we're going
you
to jail.
Can't do that.
Oh my God, they're gonna call the cops. I'm just this big worry wart, full of stress and anxiety. I sound like a real catch.
You're just walking around with your hands up, just so it's like, hey, see, I got nothing on me.
Exactly. When she needs to pull into the store for like a quick thing, like she's like, I gotta pull in. She'll park in the fire lane, and she's like, just move the car when I'm. I'm like, no. She goes, I'm serious. It'll be 30 seconds. I'm going to run in and run back out. And like she, cause her office is in one of those strip mall areas. So she'll be like, I need to run in my office and get some papers and I'll be right out. She'll park in the fire lane. And I freak out sitting in the fire lane thinking like, we're just all going to prison. It's just like, I'm just a bundle of joy.
I don't think that we're going to prison. I just think, hey, you know what? Firemen are just going to come by and bust my window.
That's what she says. She goes, listen, she goes, if something should happen, move the car or two, they'll move it for you. I was like, yeah, good point.
You sit there like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The good, the bad, the dumb on a Wednesday, SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we talked yesterday about, today, about yesterday's women's match against England. They're off to the World Cup Finals. Tonight, the men are playing Jamaica in the Gold Cup Semis. That's right here where I live in Nashville. Big deal, little deal, no deal, Ron. Is this a big game? I mean, like, the Gold Cup, what is it? And if are the United States favored against Jamaica? Or is Jamaica a good team?
Yeah, the United States is favored against Jamaica. Every year, every single time, or it's like every 2 years when the Gold Cup comes around, the final is always predicted to be USA versus Mexico because they're the two powerhouses in this region.
Okay.
And Mexico is in the final. They won in extra time yesterday against Haiti. So now it's the U.S. turn to make everyone's final prediction come true.
Okay. Very good.
It is a big deal. You know, the U.S. men's team, I mean, they're playing great right now.
They haven't allowed a goal in four matches.
They haven't allowed a goal yet, so this is fun to watch, and it's a different brand of soccer. And we want them to make it because it sets up a great soccer Sunday for the United States.
Yes, very much so. That would be great. That would be great. If you're into that kind of thing.
If you're into that. You will be. You know, there's nation pride on the line.
Yeah.
We always get hyped up for tournaments.
Well, exactly. I'm interested to see
friendlies. Nobody watches.
Nashville's done a good job with the soccer.
You got to go
Nissan Stadium. So yeah,
just show up. They'll give you a ticket.
They'll just let me in. So, SB Nation AM rolling along on a Wednesday morning. Again, on Twitter, you can hit us up there at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. As we roll along on SB Nation AM.